those people is being get paid by, you know, United Arab Emirates to host this conference or meeting. But actually, it's not going to be success because, as you see, the people themselves, if you look at them as individuals attending this meeting, most of them are criminals or people that didn't have a crime record, or that's people that are not involved in politics for a while. They just select some people there, try to represent, you know, the Sudan by the diversity of the country. Is one from east, one from west, whatever. Try to show that, you know, all the Sudanese, they are coming here to form another government. But I don't think any, you know, big country can recognize this government. So if you look at the even the Kenyan newspaper, they are not agreeing something like that is going to happen in their country.
Kenya says it is following its tradition of hosting peace conferences. And by hosting this, the paramilitary support forces, this is the first step to support peace efforts in Sudan. What do you say to that?
Yes, that's what they said. But this meeting is something different because those, they're coming to form another government, which is opposition government in the same area in Sudan, which is, they said that it's going to be as, you know, acting, performing in the area occupied by the RSF, I think is going to be look different than the other peace talk before between South and North Sudan. That's why it's, yeah, they said they have hosted many, many peace talks, but this is not a peace talk now. It's something different.
So how do you think, therefore, peace can come? The Sudan military, led by General Burhan, what is it doing to bring about peace?
The only peace going to come when those people who are carrying the weapons against the government, against the national Sudanese people, just to surrender. When there is any militia in the world that's fighting against the government, they have to surrender. There are not a group of people there, they've been unrecognized, and then they're fighting for their rights or all those things. No, those people, they went to Khartoum there, they went from house to house, they occupied it, they killed people in their houses, it's just kind of a passy there, criminals and stealing, you know, their goods and everything from the Sudanese people. Nobody will sit with kind of those people and then try to get, you know, talk in the peace and tell them that's okay, you're going to come and become, you know, part of the Sudanese government. That's why they have to surrender. That's the only peace is going to be.